The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 5 o'clock hour on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Thank you. It's a delight to be on this side of the microphone, understanding that you are on that side of the microphone. Let me give you some updates. I usually do this earlier in the program, but we had other pressing issues to deal with. To my knowledge, the tornado warning for Franklin County and surrounding counties has now expired. There is a tornado watch that continues for much of the entire state until 9 p.m. tonight. Please remember the difference between a watch and a warning. A watch just means the conditions are favorable to the development of a tornado. It doesn't mean that a tornado has been sighted. It doesn't mean that it's imminent. It just means it could happen. The weather conditions are favorable to the formation of a tornado. A tornado warning means one of two things, at least as I understand it. Either a witness has observed a tornado on the ground or in the air, they have actually observed it, or radar has detected actual rotation in the clouds. And I'm not going to go any further than that in my explanation because I don't understand. But with the high-tech radar that we have today, it is possible to observe rotation. That does not mean that there is a tornado. That does not mean a tornado has touched the ground. It does not mean that a tornado definitively has been observed. It just means there's rotation in the clouds, so there could be actually a tornado. So a warning is much more serious than a watch. There was a watch, Franklin County, surrounding counties, until 5 p.m. That has now expired. I don't believe that it has been extended. And now a watch will continue until 9 p.m. tonight. So just keep an eye out. Be careful. Be cautious. All right, update. The Hong Kong protests have, just gone away. They were front page news, first story news, and the evening news for many days, 2 or 3 weeks. And then with the whole COVID-19 thing, it's just kind of gone away. Well, there were a bunch of protesters arrested in Hong Kong. Now, what the protests were about, primarily, there were several things. But as you know, Hong Kong belonged to Great Britain. It was handed over to mainland China several years ago, and there was a plan in place to gradually move away from home rule to communist Chinese rule. But there was always to be quite a bit of autonomy for Hong Kong, self-rule. Communist Chinese have been violating that, and they were ready to pass a law providing for extradition from people from Hong Kong to mainland China. The legal system is completely different in Hong Kong. That was basically a British kind of judicial system, criminal system. Communist China is 180 degrees different. So they were going to start extraditing people. In other words, if the communist Chinese didn't like someone in Hong Kong and they couldn't prosecute them in Hong Kong, they would just extradite them over to mainland China. Well, that's what most of the protests were about. And they did get violent. They were huge. They were large. Many, many, many thousands of people and a whole bunch of people were arrested. All right. That brings me to this story. The first protester has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. Here's the story out of Hong Kong. A 21-year-old Hong Kong lifeguard, the first anti-government protester to plead guilty to the charge of rioting during last year's unrest, was sentenced to 4 years jail for, quote, a direct attack on the rule of law. He was one of thousands who surrounded the Legislative Council trying to stop legislators from giving a second reading to a bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China and so forth. So a bunch of the protesters were arrested. This one is the first to be sentenced. According to Chinese sources, he pleaded guilty. Now, we don't know all the details behind that. But 4 years in jail, and it seems like others will be sentenced very soon. Communist Chinese are, I'm talking about the government, not the people. They're not nice people, and they are not our friends. They're not. How many times have you heard me say, you're going to get caught? You will get caught. Here is a headline. Married congressman admits to years-long sex with intern. Democratic U.S. Representative Stephen Horsford, Democrat from Nevada. He is a married man with a family, is facing calls to resign after his admission of a years-long affair with an intern who used to work for former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. He issued this statement, "It is true that I had a previous relationship outside of my marriage over the course of several years," he told the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Quote, "I'm deeply sorry to all those who have been impacted by this very poor decision. Most importantly, my wife and family, out of concern for my family during this challenging time, I ask that our privacy is respected." There is a growing call for his resignation. It came to light because of his former, the woman that he was having the affair with. She kept it secret for years because he kept telling her he was in love with her. But how often have you heard this play out? He said, "Well, I'm going to leave my wife. I'm going to come to you." And she kept holding on, holding on, holding on. And finally he decided, "I'm not leaving my wife for you." And she went public. Can I repeat it again? You're going to get caught. If you are having an extramarital affair, you're going to get caught. And when you do, I promise you, it will not be worth it. It will not be worth it. You're going to get caught. Right now, he is saying he has no plans to resign. I have a feeling he probably will, although he could write it out. U.S. Representative Stephen Horsford, ultra-left-leaning Democrat from Nevada, has now admitted to an affair that went on for many years. Thought he could hide it. He got caught. So will you. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I need to issue a correction. I love my audience. I do. If I am incorrect, my audience will tell me, and I appreciate that. Earlier in the program, I was talking about Gallup's approval rating for President Donald Trump, and I erroneously did not look at the current date on the Gallup poll, and I was wrong. A few weeks ago, his approval rating was at 49%, and it was higher than Obama and so forth at that particular time. However, the very latest Gallup poll shows a slide, and right now, as of, let me get the date so I'm completely accurate, the date, April 16th. So as of 2 days ago, Trump's approval rating was at 43%. I had said earlier it was at 49%. I was looking at the wrong date on Gallup, and I need to correct that. So his approval rating is at 43. Not nearly as good as I reported. I was wrong, and I apologize. And not to make light of that by any means, but the fact that he has a 43% approval rating, considering 90% of mainstream news coverage is negative, 43% is still pretty good, but it is not the 49% that I reported earlier. That, again, was a few weeks ago, and I apologize. The current Gallup rating today is 43%. All right? I wanted to make that clear, and to the listener that pointed that out, I appreciate it. I do. The only thing I ever want to present on this program is fact and truth. That is a conservative value, truth and facts. It's also a conservative value to admit it when you're wrong, not to rationalize and make excuses. Left-wing values are hysteria and emotion. All right? So I stand corrected. I don't know whether. I've got to. I just have to. People complain and gripe about Donald Trump and the way he treats people and the names he calls them and so forth. And often I am disturbed, and I have criticized the president at times pretty severely for calling people names, and just that's not becoming of a president. Almost all of the policies of Donald Trump I approve. In so many ways, I think he's done a great job. His judicial appointments, wonderful. He has proven to be the most pro-life president in American history. In spite of his past, all right? And if you look at Donald Trump's past, he is not a paragon of moral virtue. He is not, at least has not been in the past. That's not debatable. I do believe he's a different man now. But that's neither here nor there for this discussion. But he has been one of the most pro-family, pro-marriage presidents in recent history. Again, in spite of his past, his track record while in office is impeccable. Is pro-life, pro-church, pro-religious freedom. I think his foreign policy has been spot on. Getting out of the Iran nuclear deal, getting out of the Paris Accord, getting out of that. Criticizing the World Health Organization. I think he's been spot on. But I don't appreciate the calling of names and so forth, and I don't approve of it. Now, with that said, I don't know that I've ever seen a former president of the United States say something so classless as former President Barack Obama. Just classless. Barack Obama divided our nation deeply. If you don't believe me, you check it out. All right? Check out the studies on racial divide, racial reconciliation, unity, division, and so forth before Barack Obama became president, and then fast forward 8 years later. In the 8 years of the Obama presidency, we were much, much more divided as a nation than before. He was not a uniter. He divided us terribly. Well, he gave a commencement address, a virtual online commencement address called Show Me Your Walk, HBCU Edition, a 2-hour event for students graduating from historically black colleges. Now, here's what really upsets me. He's talking to primarily black students. We have a white president who has been accused of being a racist. There's no evidence of that at all. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. And he goes on a tirade condemning, not by name, that would have taken a little courage. Not by name, but he criticizes the current administration. And he says that the pandemic shows many officials aren't even pretending to be in charge. More than anything, this pandemic has fully, finally torn back the curtain on the idea that so many of the folks in charge know what they're doing. A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge. And then he went on and called them childish. A former president attacking a current president. Through most of our history, that was a place you never, ever went. A former president never, ever, ever criticized a sitting president. Jimmy Carter was the first. He went on foreign soil and criticized his own country and a sitting president. Barack Obama is walking in the disgraceful footsteps of Jimmy Carter. Classless. Absolutely classless. All right, we'll take a break and then we'll be back.